here with my dear friend and colleague, Nick von Holstein, who is from Medical Support Offshore. And we're looking at the theme of today. Telemedicine, in my opinion, is something that everyone that's sailing around the world or even locally should really consider. And it's cutting edge. I've been working with telemedicine and different units since the mid-90s. And in rural and remote and extreme medicine, it gives us the ability to get in contact with doctors and be their eyes and ears and basically allow them to be in the room with us and have access to all the diagnostics. But without further ado, Nick, would you like to introduce the Themis?
Yeah, okay. So Themis Monitor is our telemedicine monitor, Themis TCP. TCP standing for Telemedicine Communication Platform. You may also remember from when you were a small child, TCP was that disinfectant that we used to use to disinfect wounds. So there's a little play on words there. And Themis is the Greek god of health and wealth. So sort of appropriate for the, and also sort of law and order, essentially. So this is, a good description of how we're dealing with law and order in terms of medical on the vessel. So a Themis monitor is essentially a monitor that measures your vital signs and transmits those vital signs live to our doctors in their home base. You do have many things in your kit with things like blood pressure cuffs, blood glucose monitors, peak flow meters, digital thermometers. These are all things that measure vital signs. One of the things you don't normally have is ECG measurements, okay? So you do have the ability to measure these, most of these vital signs on board already, but being able to transmit it live in the moment for a doctor to see what's going on every second of the moment is a leap in technology, if you like. And that's what this does. So you could be in the middle of the Pacific, in the middle of nowhere, someone's badly injured or hurt or ill, and the doctors need to know what's going on with this individual, you can see what's going on. The other thing about this Themis unit, it's not just a monitor that measures vital signs and sends them. It's actually a case management system, which is unique to all telemedicine monitors in that it not only transmits, but it records and retains all the information on the event over 1 hour, 2 hours, 2 days, whatever the incident is. And all this information is locked in there. It can't be adjusted. It's GPS and timestamp, so we know where, when, how, and what advice was given throughout that whole process.
Can I just ask a question there? So what you're saying is that if I'm having a heart attack, you can hook me up to this Themis, but you don't have to have the doctor on the phone for the 6 hours. The Themis will keep recording my vital signs, and then if the doctor rings back in 2 hours, he can see everything that's happened in the last 2 hours, mm-hmm. but he didn't have to be on the phone with me. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there could be an incident too. Of course, this technology is relying on internet and satellite.
Yeah.
So you could have a cloudy day and the satellite isn't hooking up and you can't transmit this information. There can be some physical factors that limit things. So you can be recording all this information on the patient during that period of blackout, if you like. And then once you do get a connection, all that information will be transmitted so you know what's been going on for those last few hours.
Which is also really good from a medical perspective to see the traces, mm-hmm. you know, so then they can see if the blood pressure's going down and the heart rate's going up and how the ECG heart rate's been changing. So to actually have that long view and that history is really handy for
trends.
The doctors.
You can see the trends.
Yeah.
Trend of blood pressure going up, temperature going down,
yeah.
all these things. So first of all, we have right here, we have an independent pad. This is a tough pad, so it's very resistant, it's almost bulletproof, if you like. You can stand in the pouring rain, in difficult conditions. This will get wet. So it's an industrial grade tough pad, okay? We've got video on the front and back here. We've got a little stylus here as well for writing things down on the keyboard. And you can connect this through your satellite system through sat phone. You can even hotspot it through your phone. Okay, so you may have to go ashore to deal with a bad injury. You can't bring that person to the vessel. And so you can bring this whole package over there, measure everything and connect it right there ashore, and all that information we provide. So that's a tough pad right there. To begin with, I'm just going to slot that in its little place right here. And then in here, we have our peripheral measuring devices. So we have blood pressure, non-invasive blood pressure. We have tympanic thermometer. We have a blood glucose monitor and also a ketone measurement of ketones, hemostatic agent and blood glucose. We've got a peak flow meter here to check on peak flow. We have an oximeter for oxygen concentration. And this little guy right here in this slot here, we've got a tiny little block. It's called your ECG unit. Amazing. And all these devices transmit their information wirelessly by Bluetooth to the pad. Okay? So that gives you great flexibility in moving someone around. You're not stuck with something that's all wired up and gets disconnected accidentally if you're moving someone from A to B or evacuating. So without further ado, we can go into a current case, okay? And you've got here on the front page, you can input data information like patient details, examinations, medical history, case discussions, which you can put in there. And you've also got a message box here. I'm not sure whether you can see with the reflection too well over here. I'll bring this a little closer.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. There we go. You've got a little instant message box right here where you can do instant messaging back and forth. So it's almost like a WhatsApp or Skype, whatever it is. So you can text messages back and forth, send photos, send videos through that portal. And like I say, once you send messages through that portal, it's fixed, it's locked. You can't change that information that's gone back and forth for preparing a report after the fact. So let's see now. If I go to the monitoring screen right here, you'll see we have the most important section right here. Now, this is an ECG trace here. I've actually got the ECG monitor wired up to an ECG simulator right now rather than an actual person. And you can see that information being transmitted. There you go. You can just show this. This is just this is like a heart, okay? And this is the ECG monitor.
So that's the 12-lead thing you see people on in hospitals that measures their heart rhythm. I'm sure you all know that.
You can have 3-lead or 12-lead option. Oftentimes 3-lead is plenty, okay? Now, I'm going to put the oximeter. I'm going to whack that on my finger here. This is a fairly high-tech oximeter in the fact that you can actually take this into a hyperbaric chamber.
Which you can't with all of them.
No, your basic little $50 off-the-shelf one, you can't. It won't last the impression. So this is high-end right here. And this has now picked up my oxygen concentration right now, which is 98%, right? And my pulse, which is 64 right now. And that information is transmitted here. Here's your oxygen trace. And we've got 63, my pulse, and oxygen concentration. So these two little green items have gone green here. I'll bring that a little closer here to show that that information has transmitted. See the little green box on each of those. So this is the screen that the doctors are seeing on the other side, right? This is the screen that they have on their computers. They access information through an encrypted server because it was medical information, very important to keep that all private. This is tympanic thermometer, okay? So I'm just going to switch that off. Tympanic means I put it in the ear, right here, and I push a little button inside there. It beeps to me. I pop this measure out. The temperature is there, 36.4, and that is just transmitted over here, 36.4. So how quickly that happens, right? Very, very quickly. We can also do blood pressure. Okay, so if I get this little guy on my arm right here, technically you should do this.
I must say, while you're getting that on, as I said, I've been, you know, with rural and remote trauma nursing and working with flying doctors and aeromedicine. I've been using telemedicine for years and years. And what I love is this is pretty advanced. There's quite a few features of diagnostics in here that aren't in the other telemedical units. I love the fact that it's wireless. Some of the telemedical units are really full of wires and everything gets tangled. And there's one in particular that the ECG is very, this is very discreet. And there are wires, but it's very small and discreet. And it's easy to just stick the buttons and the pads to put the buttons on just discreetly under patient's clothing. Whereas another telemedical unit that I used in the past, you would have to take their clothes off and put this big purple belt round and pull it really tight, and it made self-conscious people really self-conscious, and it was very invasive. I really like how subtle and soft and gentle and wireless this is.
The blood glucose meter right here, you've got test sticks here, so you've got, I'm not going to go and prick myself all of that, but this gives you the idea of how things are being transmitted here. So that would measure your blood sugar and hemocrat and ketone measurements right here. You've got a peak flow right here to breathe into to see respiratory strength and FEV1, okay? So that's a simple, we switch it on and you blow into it real hard and the numbers will come up there.
Pretty popular technology these days.
Yeah, all these peripheral measuring devices are off-the-shelf items. They're not specially made or anything like that. So they're easily accessible and you can... Universally accessible. You can access them at any time. And within 2 or 3 minutes, I'm able to take all your vital signs, and this is now transmitting live to the doctors, okay? It's really, really neat stuff. And it can be the difference between deciding, do we evacuate that person or can we manage this on board?
Yeah.
And sometimes an evacuation could mean a divert, which can cost the hundreds of thousands, okay? And it gives the doctors a better ability to determine what needs to be done, okay? This is all very, very clever, intuitive stuff. And we build this following the KISS principle. KISS principle being keep it simple, stupid. So very straightforward to use and get involved in. So speaking of trends, we've got a trends page right here, which we can set by an hour, 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. So what Amanda was mentioning in terms of being able to see the trend over a period of time, okay? So those are the trends of those measurements that we just measured in the last 5 minutes. But you can see it over an extended period, which is very, very useful to see if there's a problem that's getting worse, right?
And really important.
Yeah. We also, so that's back to the monitoring page. We also have on here a section called medical guidelines, okay? So this is, we have some standard, typical, maybe 12 of the most common situations that you might have on board, right? We can tackle one of these, for example, choking, okay? And we've got a little flow chart, which will come on, shows you how to deal with choking. So nice and quick. It's just like a bump reminder.
We love flow charts.
We also have a full manual. So in our kits, we provide the Skipper's Medical Emergency Manual Handbook, which I think Amanda's talked about before. And we've got the whole manual digitally on here as well. So that's the Skipper book.
Which is written by the same author that led the writing of the new ship captain's medical guide.
So Dr. Briggs, he's the owner of the company. He's rewritten the ship's captain's medical guide recently based on this book. And also he is the designer and creator of the theme scene.
My favorite.
So, what else have we got in here? We've also got some areas on here where we can program stuff and so forth.
The crew log as well. It's a really good place to log everyone's details. So you can say, you know, it's Amanda Houston Beaver. She's 44 and extremely good looking with a sore throat and a temperature, and you can put it all in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can pre-install all your crew and guest information on there. So Deckhand Joe, he's allergic to peanuts. Sophie, chief stewardess, she's got asthma. So you can preload all this information onto here. And if one of those people are the individual with a problem, you just bring up their profile straight away and add it into the particular case.
Which is really handy in a time of emergency, and you don't have to run to the safe or go looking for their history, allergies, medications, to have that all. Basically, you've got everything in one place here, and a little doctor in the box too.
Yeah, pretty much. Genius. Yeah. It's very, very clever. And it just gives the doctors a greater ability to determine what's going on with the patient, what they need to be done in case they're really ill or injured badly. You know, heart attack, so for ECG, very useful information as well. We have underneath, tucked away quite cleverly underneath here, just lift that out slightly. And underneath here, we've got all the chargers and ECG jocks all stored in here underway. So there's just a basic charger that recharges the pad. All these peripheral devices are run by AAA batteries. So they're easily set up. You do a little check once a month, make sure everything is singing and dancing on here, and make sure the batteries are all set to go. And that is telemedicine and the Themis monitor in a nutshell, really. It's not a full. It's just a little brief, basic introduction to what you can do. Think also it's applicable in some of the wilderness medicine that you do.
Yeah,
Whether you're in the middle of the ocean, or up the top of a mountain.
Yeah, and in rural Australia, where as remote as the super yachts are, you know, some people's farms take 4 hours to drive across. So, you know, the two fields that I work in are quite similar. And we've been using these telemedicine in rural Australia, out in rural and remote hospitals to where there's no doctor on site, so we can have access to the doctors. And, you know, I've seen it go from huge TV screens and videos and massive computers to something as small and sexy as this. And I just want to add, it might be a bit cheeky, but I know that in the past, you know, it's been close to $50,000 to get a telemedical setup, but I believe this is a fraction of the cost as well for something way more intelligent. Is that
correct? This is just under £16,000, so it's more than half the cost than some existing tech that's already out there.
Mm.
The other thing is that we do have the ability to add some other elements to this in the future. And that's just another peripheral measuring device. One of which is straightforward, which will be ultrasound.
And ultrasound's going to be leading the way in marine medicine soon. I know there's a few of you, there's a couple of big explorer boats and a couple of boats that have ultrasound on. A lot haven't had the training to use it, so it does help to have the training. But ultrasound and Doppler is so good to checking bladders to see if there's a bladder obstruction, helping find veins, you know, with the doctor in the screen to help us cannulate. There are so many advantages to that.
Body injuries, internal injuries, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that is very useful for doctors to have, especially in an ICU unit, is blood gas analysis.
Mm.
Okay?
We love blood gas.
And that provides, again, another layer of important information for the doctors. And that's another add-on that we can do onto here, which is another peripheral measuring device. So it's not just locked in with this. We have the ability to add things to it, to let it evolve as more technology becomes available. And these elements are already there. So we'll be adding those in time to the setup. We've got this on about 25 yachts right now. We even have a special forces unit that uses four of these. They don't send the information to us, because they've got their own guides to handle
And so, and which is worth mentioning too, because there are some telemedicine units that will only go to one or two sources, and this you can have your own, you know, if you've got your own setup and you are a big organisation, an NGO or a military organisation or something like that, you can have it sent to your doctors. It doesn't have to go to the particular ones that the company is sold or affiliated with.
This is basically an app on here, and this app, this is locked out. So you can't Facebook, you can't Amazon, you can't Google on here. You can only do your medical stuff on here. So we lock that out. And we also lock up any automatic updates. We manage that for you, and we'll remotely update this when it needs to be updated. Just so sometimes those updates can mess everything about. So we field check that first. Okay. Voila.
Brilliant. So this is the Themis TCP. Thanks so much, Nick. I think it's been really valuable. We'll put all the links below and you can check it out. And I'll be back on Yachting International Radio next Monday. You're listening to Inspirations with Manda Jay and Nick Van Holstein from Medical Support Offshore. Thanks very much and over and out.